We're back, joined now by our friend, the Chief of Police of the Long Beach Police Department, Chief Anthony Batts. Welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thank you, Art.
Public safety is always high on the agenda for Long Beach, as it is for many cities. And police staffing, a critical issue. Let's talk about it.
Sure.
How many men are on the, and women are on the force today, and how many do we need?
Well, we're budgeted 995, so we're close to 1,000. Right now, we have 67 officers that are in the academy, so actually, on the budget, we're 15 down.
But budget and actual bodies on the field are different.
Right.
How many bodies do we have out there on the field?
We're probably about 90 bodies down right now, roughly.
Okay. And the mayor made it as a campaign commitment and has pledged to add 100 police officers during his first term. Is that doable?
I think it's doable. We have to do it in incrementally or in episodes, small pieces. But I think more importantly, you got to pay the ones that you have here now appropriately so we stay, or we'll be in a game where we'll never catch up.
Well, let's talk about salaries. Sure. Where are we on salaries?
We have a lucrative contract that has just been signed in October for about 21%. I think the city is looking at a longevity piece to add to that, which may take it up roughly to 31% over 4 years. And then we have the ability, an open-ended column that will take us to the median of the largest 10 cities in the state. So I think what we're dealing with right now is that officers went 4 years without a pay raise, and it'll take 4 years for us to get to that median spot. So they're a little restless. New breed of police officers or workers throughout government as a whole, they have the portability to go to other police agencies, and they're using that portability.
Are you able to attract recruits to the academy at our current scales?
The numbers have dropped, and that's because we have a national issue that our resource pool is shrinking and demand is going up. And so that's why you have salaries that are able to go up, supply and demand.
Why is the resource pool shrinking?
Just because of demographics. We're going into, we're going away from the baby boomers and the echo boomers in the population, just like the Social Security, where it won't be able to sustain because the numbers are shrinking. We're dealing with the same things. And so I think in post, at police officer standards and training, they put out a document that says there will be 30,000 jobs that we won't be able to fill in law enforcement community, federal, local, and state by 2010.
And yet you have several hundred applicants for the places in each academy class.
Yeah, we usually have roughly about 2,000. Our last couple academy classes have dropped to about 900 people.
For how many spots?
For approximately 60 spots.
Okay.
So we're experiencing the things that Dallas, Washington, D.C., L.A., all the organizations are experiencing the same thing. So we're no different than any other agency at this point in time.
Another well-publicized problem, as you know, Chief, is that of lateral transfer, losing experienced officers to sister cities that can pay $10,000, $15,000 more, like Irvine or Huntington Beach and all. How do we address that?
Well, that's part of that longevity piece that the city's looking at right now. We do have guys who are going to Orange County, and they have portability, which means that their fringe benefits, vacations, sick times, all those things that they've accrued over 15, 20 years, they can take that with them and go to other agencies. And the bottom line, it means that we have to get into the game. We have to be competitive. We also have to attract laterals, which is something that we are doing.
There's a Long Beach Police Reserve where retired officers or retired military volunteer their time at little or no cost to the city. How come we haven't expanded that pool, which would seem to be a fertile source of low-cost experienced labor?
Well, we are. We have a pretty good reserve pool that's there. Not only the reserves, we're looking at starting early with the children. So we have Explorer Scouts that run from 14 to 20. We have cadets, which are full-time college students, 18 to 22, that we pay to start that funnel, to funnel them into the organizations. So between our reserve corps, our Explorer Corps, and our cadet corps, we are trying to do exactly
about
that.
About how many reserve horses do we have today?
We have probably about 50 reservists, and out of that, probably 40 are active consistently all the time.
Could that be expanded?
Well, I'm going to try something new here this year. At the end in December, I'm going to try to give them a bonus pay of about $1,000 or $2,000, which doesn't get close to the amount of hours that they deliver,
sure,
but to attract more reserves to come here to assist us.
I mean,
how about you?
Well, you know, I think the entire community, as we've discussed on many occasions, needs to support the work of the police department. And there are many things that people can do, money, time, and certainly reserve contributions.
So are you going to be reserve?
Well, let's talk about it. Coming up, we'll be joined by Commander Jay Johnson, but gangs is a huge problem in this city. We have some 6,000 identified gang members, over 1% of the population. Overall, what's the strategy for addressing that?
Well, I think what you're going to see is, and I had to say this, and I didn't have a chance at the beginning of this, I'm so proud of this organization because of all the successes that we've done. This city, the crime rate is at the level or lower than 1975, and people don't realize that. Over the last 4 years, these guys have done a dynamite job. Jay Johnson's going to come in and tell you about some of the extraordinary things that his division has done, but this entire organization has stepped up to the plate. They're proud to be Long Beach police officers, and they do a dynamite job for this city.
And I know one of the campaign goals of our new mayor, Bob Foster, is to provide economic opportunity throughout the community, and I'm sure providing that, if he's able to be successful in that, will help alleviate the problem that we're just talking about.
And he's trying his best to bring a lot of different things, as well as we are internally. But one of the things that threw me off here, Art, you didn't say that my response was poetic.
Well, I have to tell the truth. Straight talk.
Thank you.
But let's talk about the PAL program, because that is one near and dear to my heart, and that always is faced with potential budget cuts. It survived several rounds, although it's been decreased a bit, but speak to the value of the PAL program, Athletic League.
Well, a lot of people just look at our suppression end of what we do as a business, but we also do intervention. We have three PAL locations on the west side, Freeman location in North Long Beach, and my own son, who's 16, participates in this, and we have avenues for kids to come in after school or during the summertime to put them into activities and help them out. You are a large sponsor and have been for a number of years, and we'd like to thank you for that support. The more that we can have tutorials for kids, computers, and places for them to play, we keep them off the street and keep their hands active.
So this takes at-risk kids and really helps turn lives around by providing a different avenue.
Absolutely, especially in this urban environment where you get to talk to a police officer and call him by his first name, where he's not coming into your community as an occupying army.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be joined by the commander in just a moment. Stay with us.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have three convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back, joined now by Commander Jay Johnson, in charge of the Gangs and Violent Crimes Division of the Police Department. Welcome, Commander.
Thank you.
Give us an update on where we stand in your area.
Well, my division, like you said, I have the Gangs and Violent Crimes Division, which incorporates not only gangs, but also our homicide detail, our narcotics detail, our career criminal apprehension team, robbery detail, and violent crimes detail. That was a division that was formed about 3 years ago by Chief Batts under a reorganization. And what we've done is we put them all together to combat a lot of those crimes that are intertwined, and a lot of them are revolve around gang activity.
We know that there are, as I mentioned earlier, some 6,000 identified gang members in Long Beach, over 1% of the population. What are we doing to combat that?
We actually have kind of a multifaceted approach to it. And, you know, we talk about prevention, intervention, suppression, and in there we have education as well. My particular division focuses quite a bit on the suppression side of it. And we have, within the suppression side of it, we have several different approaches that we take. One that we've done pretty successfully the past couple years is we've actively gone after and targeted the heads of some of these larger gangs that we have and the more active folks are involved in the gangs. Yeah. And you might have seen some of the press releases over the past year of a couple of the larger gangs that we've targeted with the federal, a couple of federal agencies, DEA, FBI, been real successful. One operation, we arrested, I think, 21 on federal charges. Another one, we arrested 35 individuals on federal charges.
I know the prosecutor's office has got involved in gang and restraining orders. Has that proven to be useful?
Well, the gang injunctions, yes. We have four current gang injunctions that are in effect right now. And, that's just another one of the tools in the toolbox that we use.
We should mention that our guest has been an officer for 20 years, born and raised in Long Beach. His brother, Jeff, 24 years with the police force. His cousin and three uncles all in the police force. So you very much are part of a police family.
Yes, very much. All here in Long Beach.
All here in Long Beach. Chief, what do you think about having that kind of dedication?
Well, it shows you the tradition of our organization, and we have several families that are like that in our organization go back years. And the thing that Jay has done, which has been really excellent, is as he's taken off the heads of those organizations, the amount of violent crime has dropped in the city and continues to drop.
Yeah. Well, that must be gratifying, but we still have a lot of work to do in mm-hmm. this area. What would you like the community to know and do to help you do your job?
Well, I think it's important to understand that this is a community problem, and that the police, we can't arrest our way out of this problem. That's been said several times before, and we have to understand that one of the things that I'm facing is some of the cultural problems. My guys are arresting people that are the sons and grandsons and granddaughters of gang members that I've arrested when
wow.
I was in the field. So,
wow.
So it's a family thing. And it's very tough to break that cycle, and that's where the families need to be involved, and the community needs to be involved. And
Chief, what about the cultural gaps, Cambodian-speaking police officers, people that understand the psychology of these different communities?
Well, we've done heavy recruiting over the last 20 years in all of our communities, so our police department reflects our community and the diversity that's there. And actually, when we had problems earlier, I believe it was the year before last, in our Cambodian community, we put out a task force of Cambodian officers just to work that community and get rave reviews for it. The language barrier was surpassed. Respect was brought forward, and I think it was just a winner for us.
I always believe in measurements for all kinds of things. Let's fast forward 4 years and then look back. What would be a reasonable goal in your area as far as suppression of gangs and violent crime?
Well, I'm actually pretty proud of what, and Chief mentioned it earlier, of the pride that he has in our organization, the officers. And I'm pretty proud this last year they reduced violent crime for, I think it was almost 9% this last year, which is the first significant reduction since the late 90s of violent crime alone.
Mm-hmm.
If we continue on that path, I'd be more than happy.
That's
a significant reduction. We're still looking at a reduction this year, but not quite as significant at this point. But we're hoping to. I made some promises to the chief that I'm going to try and
okay.
and do better than we did last year, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. And chief, finally, response time. That's always a watchword in the city. Give us the latest figures on response time.
Well, the reality is that your police department, the citizens of Long Beach, they have the fastest responding police organization, large organization in the state.
Really?
And we continue to do that every decade. Yeah. We respond to crimes at about 4 minutes and 6 seconds to priority one calls. That's our red badge of courage. We hold that up. We've been highlighted in one of the most prestigious journals in law enforcement, the FBI Bulletin, for what we're doing in community policing. We've been highlighted in the National Tactical Officers Association Bulletin, which deals with crisis management and how well we do car stops. And that just tells you the tenor of your organization. Crime is dropping. We're responding. We're staying on top. And even though we have the salary issues that are going on, the guys still step to the plate. So
great.
I'm very proud of them.
Well, Chief, thank you very much for, again, joining us. Commander, pleasure to have you on the show. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages and closing thoughts.
Thank you. husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to Physically Fit.
I would definitely recommend Physically Fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Well, this was a fascinating show. And apropos of our police department, let me remind everyone that we start every Straight Talk show with a one-minute tribute to police, fire, and the military, who are people that risk their lives every day for us. So we honor them by starting our show in that manner. And public safety is the number one issue facing this city, all the polls indicated. And we all need, as the chief has said, to pull together to help the police do the job because they cannot do it alone. We welcome your comments about our show or about our newsletter. Please email us at art@straighttalktv.com. We very much welcome your comments about what we're doing. Also, we invite you at no cost to become a member of our viewing family and receive at no cost monthly copies of the Straight Talk Reporter. And you can do that by visiting our website at straighttalktv.com. Again, I want to thank the chief and the commander for joining us, and you're always welcome on our show.
Thank you,
Art. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at straighttalktv.com.